Hello, my imaginary friend, Simon here. It's Sunday. It's the 10th of April, 2011. This is my audio boo. You find me standing outside a village hall. Inside the village hall, there's a double 4 years old birthday party going on. To which my daughter Amelia was invited, and I've been the parent chosen to escort her safely to and from the venue. But I've woken up with a headache today, or migraine or whatever it is, and not been able to shake it off. So I've been finding the noise levels in there a bit too much to handle. So that's why I sort of stepped out. Hopefully you can get some of the ambient sounds. The cars going past and the birds tweeting. Couldn't resist the temptation to listen to Syzygy's latest boo while I've been out here, and what a treat it's been. So it's really good to get James's insightful, thoughtful outline of what he sees with the uses of Twitter and the uses of Audio Boo more specifically, and the kinds of tools that we as Audio Boo users have to control the context in which our boos are listened to. And I can't help but think, as I listen to James talking, I can't help but sort of think about different tools that I do use that have different controls. So, for instance, Foursquare, you've got a little button there when you go to publish your status on Foursquare. You can choose whether to publish it to just your Foursquare social graph, or whether you want to share that also with your Twitter or your Facebook. It's got a little button, so you can set up that connectivity between Foursquare and Twitter, for instance, and you can override it either to deliberately post to cross post to the other service or not. And I think that's kind of what James was talking about with Audio Boo. We get to having set up your Twitter account on your Audio Boo to be able to override whether or not it posts. I often use the simple tactic of letting it cross post by default, and then going into Twitter or Facebook and then deleting the post straight away if I didn't want it on there. So that's a little trick that I do sometimes, because I do want to be able to talk to people in Audio Boo in a different way to sometimes to the people that I talk to on Twitter. Now, the other thing I wanted to raise as another analogy that maybe Audio Boo would find useful in adding the tooling that would suit James's needs is the on Twitter you can set your Twitter account to be a public, so that everyone can read your tweets, or you can set it to be sort of invites only, so only people that you authorize to listen to read your tweets get to see them. And I wonder whether that might be another option that Audio Boo could use and could borrow that idea from Twitter. So whether with those two tools of choosing to or not to cross post to Twitter on a boo by boo basis, and the ability to have a private Audio Boo account, as it were, where only people that you choose to follow, only those people can hear your boos. Those would be two relatively straightforward. I'm not going to say they're going to be something that Audio Boo can do overnight, by no means. But you can kind of see that would be kind of technically feasible to do. So, but I know that in saying these, I'm being unimaginative, really, in a sense. I'm just borrowing an idea from one tool and imagining it onto this audioboo tool. So I know that's not the most imaginative thing, but I'm sure there are other ideas that could be had. But there's two relatively straightforward things. The other thing I wanted to say about this whole booing thing is, and partly the reason I love it so much, is that it's a situation where, you know, I kind of draw the analogy to real life, where you can go and stand in the middle of a market street and you can talk, and people will kind of, as they walk by, they will hear little snippets of what you're saying. And, you know, if somebody chooses to go and stand next to you, then and they can carry on hearing what you're saying. And to me, Audioboo and Twitter are a bit like that, really, where you're saying things out loud, and you may well have an idea of who are the people that might be likely to hear what you're saying. But they don't have to. It's a stream of information going past, and you're not obliged to listen to everything or read everything. So that's why I like to use Audioboo and Twitter to sort of pass on information about maybe what's going on in my life, and use it to find out what's going on in other people's lives. But without kind of imposing it on, you know, if I was to send an email out to everyone in my address book every time I got up and felt like I had a headache, that would be very kind of impertinent of me to push that into everyone's inboxes. Whereas I don't mind saying that on Twitter, and then the people that want to see it can see it. But I'm not forcing that down into anyone's inbox that doesn't want to know about it, really. So I just find it fascinating that, you know, you could be walking down the street and you could hear a conversation going on, and you might think, tune into that. That's an interesting conversation. And I think that's what one of the things that Audioboo can do. That's one of the beauties of Audioboo, is that you can hear other people talking like that, and you can get into that conversation if you choose to. But the geography is no boundary to that. Maybe the boundary is people that can afford to have iPhones and Android phones. Because they're the people that are going to be communicating the most. You can use your PC or your Mac, but it's not as easy as it is on the iPhone. Talking of which, obviously, I've been rambling on for many minutes now. So those are some sort of random thoughts on this Audioboo thing and what it could be. So, like James, I'm going to tag this with Radio Kate, so that she can hear. It's an idea, but I'd far rather she got the Audioboo guys to sort out the queuing booze thing. Now I think I might need to go in now, and I'll record as I go in, just so that people can hear the noise that's happening in this kiddies party. So I'll give you a little bit of ambience, but I'll sign off for now and let the audio finish this recording for us. Toodle-boo.